And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 23rd of April, 2014. It's the 450th anniversary of the birth of William Shakespeare, believed to have been born on this date, 1564, in Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire, England. He left behind no personal papers, so our knowledge of his life comes to us from various official documents. His father, John, was a glovemaker and alderman. His mother, Mary Arden, was a landed heiress. He studied at the local grammar school, and he married an older woman. When he was 18, she was 26, Anne Hathaway. She was pregnant, and 6 months later she gave birth to a daughter, Susanna. And then twins 2 years after, Hamnet and Judith. Shakespeare was deeply affected by the death of his son Hamnet at the age of 11, and he began to write his tragedy Hamlet soon afterward. He moved to London around 1588. By 1594, he was managing partner of the Lord Chamberlain's Men, a very popular theater troupe at the time. In the 1590s, his plays Richard III, The Taming of the Shrew, Romeo and Juliet, The Merchant of Venice were all produced. His great tragedies were written after 1600, Hamlet, Othello, and King Lear. He wrote his last few plays back in Stratford, where he'd retired after an outbreak of the bubonic plague caused the theaters in London to be closed for long periods of time. He made out his will in 1611, left most of his estate to his daughter Susanna. He left his wife Anne his second best bed, and that was about all, and died on or around his birthday in 1616, leaving a last verse behind as his epitaph: "Good friends, for Jesus' sake forbear to dig the dust, enclose it here. Blessed be the man who spares these stones, and cursed be he who moves my bones." He had written 38 plays, 154 sonnets, a couple of epic narrative poems, and he gave us a great many new words. He coined 3,000 new words for the English language and gave us many phrases: a fool's paradise, Greek to me, dead as a doornail, come what may, eaten out of house and home, forever and a day, heart's content, love is blind, night owl, and wild goose chase. Here's a poem for today for Shakespeare's birthday, his sonnet number 16. When, in the chronicle of wasted time, I see descriptions of the fairest whites, and beauty making beautiful old rhyme, in praise of ladies dead and lovely knights, then, in the blazon of sweet beauty's best, of hand, of foot, of lip, of eye, of brow, I see their antique pen would have expressed even such a beauty as you master now. So all their praises are but prophecies of this our time, all you prefiguring. And, for they looked but with divining eyes, they had not skill enough your worth to sing. For we, which now behold these present days, have eyes to wonder, but lack tongues to praise. Shakespeare's sonnet number 16, When in the Chronicle of Wasted Time. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.